Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, the 18th day of February, 2011. Bob Chapman will be joining us coming up. Also, Jesse Trinidu, the lawyer who has tirelessly sued the federal government over and over again to get documents relating to Oklahoma City, has gotten bombshell information that in triplicate proves that the FBI was on the ground, knew about the attack coming. The hotel receipts of the head of the FBI anti-terrorism team, who claimed that he'd been in Dallas the day of the attack and flown up there that day, though there was no flight records. And we know the hotel he was staying in, that came out years ago. But now there's even more information that he's gotten in federal documents that indeed there were phone calls made to the OKC building warning them of the bombing. And he's also sued and gotten, in one lawsuit, one document from the FBI where they blacked out about half of it. Then years later, he sued again separately and got the same document back, but with other areas blacked out where he got the whole document. And what did it tell us? Southern Poverty Law Center, FBI, running Elohim City and the people that were involved with McVeigh. This is powerful, powerful information in triplicate from every different angle you can imagine. New developments today with Jesse Trinidu joining us on this Friday edition coming up in the third hour. He'll be on with Bob Chapman in the last 30 minutes. I've been covering a lot of Ron Paul developments because obviously he's won CPAC 2 years in a row. He's winning many of the scientific polls showing that he is the number one front runner to beat Barack Obama. And Karl Rove and Fox News have openly declared war on Ron Paul. In fact, just last night, Karl Rove declared war on Ron Paul on the O'Reilly leprechaun factor. And so we're going to be going over that today. We're also going to look at some of the past dirty tricks of Fox News against real patriots, real conservatives. They're there with their global warming pushing, one world government loving Rupert Murdoch. Keep your friends close, enemies closer. Fox News is meant to keep the globalist enemies very close under their tutelage, under their control. So that is coming up. Also, U.S. budget limits border security resources. They've got tens of billions more for naked body scanners and to put telescreens in 9,000 locations like Walmart telling you to spy on other shoppers, but they don't have money for the border, even though more and more cops, military, feds are being killed, citizens are being killed. It is absolute, total, lawless bedlam, riots going on all over Mexico, and there's just not money to protect our border. Because, see, that's actually in the Constitution. That's where the feds are supposed to be, is on the stinking border. Oh, but don't worry, if you're a citizen coming back in, they harass you intensely. But if you're an illegal alien, come on down. Also, Horowitz and the neocons fear Ron Paul. That ties into the latest Karl Rovian attack. They're now claiming that he's an anti-Semite. Kind of like if you don't like government-run health care, you must not like black people. What does that have to do with ending foreign aid to Egypt, to 100-plus countries like Israel? But oh, how dare him try to touch the billions and billions of dollars a year that goes to Israel as we go bankrupt? How dare Rand Paul call for a $500 billion cut across the board, including defense? See, the globalists don't care that they're bankrupting us. In fact, they like it because they will then loan us more of our own money back to us. They take it in tax money, loan it back to us. I hear idiots every day on talk radio and in the news saying, why, we need these federal funds. I heard Austin yesterday, the city council voted down what their own board recommended, blocking the naked body scanners at the city airport. And they said, well, we need the $10 million that the feds give us. Yeah, money they take from us, on average, send about 33 cents back to us. And I hear these idiots on talk radio going, well, the city council did the right thing. We need that $10 million free dollars. Free. If I come to you and take $100 out of your wallet and give you 33 back, is that free? No, you just lost $70 or $67.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 18th day of February, 2011. Bob Chapman with economic news popping in. Also, Jesse Trenadu with incredible evidence of government involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing. The lawyer who's been on their trail for more than a decade now because they murdered his brother will be joining us with incredible new intelligence that he's gotten via FOIA requests and lawsuits, getting government documents. And we'll also review the facts that the FBI was in place the day before the bombing and then lied about it. We have the hotel receipts, the names of the people involved. We have it all. And the system obviously is not going to like this information today as we continue to expose government-sponsored terror. I have a lot of important news, obviously, here that I'm going to attempt to cover most of right now. And then we're going to go to your phone calls, but I'm not opening the phones up yet because I don't like people having to sit on hold while I cover the news. So what I'm going to start doing here is giving the number out 5 minutes before I'm going to calls, taking a raft of calls, then closing the phone system, then opening it back up again so that people don't basically sit there on hold. Or what happens is as fast as I take calls, more come in, and then obviously we don't end up getting to everybody. Okay, let me just mention the stacks of news I have here. Ben Ali reportedly in coma after stroke. UPI, Reuters, they're all reporting it. As of last night, the former Tunisian president, Zine El Abidine Al Ben Ali, it's a long name, Zine El Abinadine Ben Ali, excuse me, suffered a stroke and was in a coma in Saudi Arabian hospital, a French journal has reported. And it's also being reported that he's in critical condition, according to Radio France. Isn't that interesting? The dictator of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, we're told is going to step down last week. And then magically he goes and gives a speech and says, I'm not stepping down now, I'm stepping down still in September. And then everybody goes, whoa, there's some type of internal fight going on with Hosni Mubarak and his bosses. And then magically the next day we hear, no, he is immediately stepping down, and now we've never seen him again. And a week plus later, we're still being told he's in a coma somewhere. Somewhere. We don't know where. I mean, he could be dead for all we know. And then magically, the other ousted Western-backed dictator of Tunisia, he magically has had a stroke now. So they don't blow your head off in broad daylight like they did to John F. Kennedy back in 1963 now. The globalists just have you disappear, and no one ever sees you again, and then we're told that you're in a coma. I mean, does anybody actually buy that? We've got a lot of Middle Eastern, North African, and Central Asian news. U.S. troops set for longer Afghan stay. Boy, big surprise. Every year they tell us they'll be staying another 2 years. And then a year later, it's another 2 years. That's from the Financial Times of London. FBI calls for backdoor to snoop the web. Kurt Nemo's report on that. It's also covered by Raw Story, testifying to Congress yesterday. They've already got the snooping grids in place. They just want to legally be able to use it now in court. No warrants, just spying on anything and everything you're doing on the Internet, and also tracking good people inside government and corporate America and worldwide that discover globalist crimes. They're able to also spy on them and make sure that different government agencies are blocked from ever actually prosecuting any criminals in government. Kind of like the SEC for 11 years was sent dossier after dossier by insiders detailing exactly what Bernie Madoff was doing with his $100 million plus theft. And the SEC's job was to protect the founder of the NASDAQ stock exchange and to allow that criminality to continue. And now we just see open criminality where tens of trillions is missing. It's all illegal. Congress can't find out where the money went because the Federal Reserve says they're above the law. Just another illustration of that. And talking about how giant, massive crimes, the old saying is, if you're going to steal, steal big. Because then if you get caught, you know, it was worth it. I mean, if you're going to go for the brass ring of theft, go all the way. But more importantly, if you steal big, other big thieves are afraid to prosecute you because then it might shed light on what they're doing. I mean, that goes back to rules they've had in empires for thousands of years. We saw it manifest with Napoleon Bonaparte, where he was defeated and captured twice. But each time, the British Empire refused to execute him because it sets a dangerous precedent to have an emperor, and that's what he was, of his own making, killed. Because what happened if they got captured? What happened if they got overthrown? They didn't want to set that precedent where they could be executed. So they're always basically marooned, you know, on a prison island and locked down in a palatial, prison facility, basically stuck into a type of purgatory. Now, speaking of that, an article I want to get to a little bit later in the hour, actually several articles, illustrates how, in a tyranny, big, hardcore, bona fide, real, out in the open, naked, brazen, hubris-filled corruption is not prosecuted. In fact, it is rewarded. But in a tyranny, they get away with bloody murder, but then things that weren't illegal before are basically prosecuted to set the precedent that the little guys and people that aren't part of the criminal culture can be thrown in the slammer for absolutely no reason. And illustrated by that is the San Jose Mercury News from late last year. The AP also reported it. DA offers deal to high school wrestler in butt drag sexual assault case. And if you remember, grabbing the person and pulling them to the ground is a classic, well-known 2,300-year-old wrestling move from Greece. It's in all Greco-Roman classical wrestling. It's one of the main playbooks. It's one of the main plays. It's like saying that a pitcher can't throw a fastball. It's like saying that a quarterback can't do a handoff. And they arrested him and said that they were going to prosecute him, but then offered him a plea deal. Prosecutors have offered a deal to a California teen wrestler charged with sexual battery for ramming his fingers into the bleep of a high school opponent during a practice match. Well, you reach around and you grab the person and you pull them down. I mean, TSA does it all the time to make sure we don't have bombs. But again, this is a sport where it's a combat sport where you sign on to it. It's a classic 2,300-year-old move from Greece. This is incredible. Continuing, the 17-year-old Clovis youth has been expelled from school and faces trial in Fresno on Thursday. And maybe we should look up whatever happened to him. Now, why do I raise that point? You do a legal move, they try to put you in prison. You play chase now, and I see them expelling children who play tag or who bring their own balls to school and play dodgeball. See, first they banned dodgeball, then they banned tag. Now many schools have banned jogging or running on the playground at recess. I see articles all the time where, 10, 11-year-olds are charged under juvenile code for wrestling. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we fought every day. We played football, tackle football every day at recess. We would eat our food in the hour-long lunch in about 3 minutes. We'd run in, grab it, gobble it, and run outside to tackle and wrestle, and people bring their backpacks and pull dodgeballs out. I mean, it was crazy. It was great. And I'd feel so good after lunch when I'd go back to class with sweat dripping from my hair. It was refreshing. You go to jail for that now. Now, if you want to steal $28 trillion and not tell Congress where it went, no problem. You want to shoot little kids up with syphilis under a U.S. government program in Guatemala, you get an award. Now, here's this new one. Iowa girl wrestler, some drama, some sport. And it turns out she's the first girl to qualify for the state finals. And male wrestler said that, look, I have nothing against a girl wrestling, but I just can't brutalize her. Plus, he was worried about other cases where an example of this is in judo. I have friends that are into judo. My son took a course in judo, and the first move is to grab someone on their uniform on the, I mean, just like I'm wearing a sports jacket right now, it's basically the same, but it's white. You grab the person on the chest, and you grab the fabric. I think it's called a gi. I never took judo, so I don't know. But you grab them by the gi, and then you both try to throw each other. That's the first move of judo. I know enough to know that. Well, in competition judo now, in peewee judo, in some schools offer it, you're not allowed to do half the moves on girls. Oh, they're going to be in the event. They're going to compete against you, but you don't do a throw touching their buttocks. You don't do a throw grabbing them by the cloth of their judo uniform. You just basically let them beat the tar out of you. And now, since I heard about this last night, now they're talking about expelling the youth or banning him from wrestling for the year. And he's one of the main contenders to win. So, I mean, I've got a problem. Attacking a woman in a combat sport. Putting your hands on them. But see, all these lines are being blurred. It's like the military making men and women be in the same barracks and take showers together and sit on the toilets next to each other. They're just getting rid of our basic humanity and these basic things that are hardwired into us. And then when you touch the girl, you go to jail. Like, you're going to wrestle her, but if you touch her, you go to jail. You're like, well, I don't want to do that. Okay, you're out of wrestling. See, You don't play dodgeball. You don't wrestle. You go to jail.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
I'm going to get into Karl Rove and the attacks on Ron Paul when we come out of the next break. But in this short segment, I wanted to finish up with the nanny state criminalizing all normal activity that's never been illegal. In fact, isn't even illegal on the books. The young man, her opponent, Joel Northup, who refused to wrestle the girl, said that he had nothing against her being a wrestler. He just morally couldn't be involved in a combat sport against her and said that he was standing up for what he believed was right. And I've got the quotes here. His coach came out and said, It doesn't matter if he thinks this is moral and the right thing to do. He should do this so he can go on and try to win the state championship. So it's this message that standing up for what you think is right is wrong, and now the media is spinning it saying he's a sexist. Well, no. If he did any legal moves on her, he'd probably get criminally charged. See, they do these things that seem ridiculous to set the precedent that government can do whatever it wants. It's just like the fact that it's been on record that the TSA violates all the OSHA requirements. They don't have any of the radiology regulations and laws in place that clinics, hospitals, dental offices have to follow. They don't do meter tests of the radiation generating machines. They covered up and lied about the level of the radiation. They just call the TSA workers in and say, do you have a problem with the radiation from these? And if they say, yeah, they get a pink slip the next week. They're creating an army of mindless idiots. Just like they let the troops use DU when before 1991 the military wouldn't use it, knowing that it kills our own troops, not just the enemy. It has a radioactive half-life of more than 4 billion years. And if you get one whiff of it, it's going to reduce your lifespan by at least 20 years. They just don't care. They're setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and our children are growing up with bag checks, metal detectors, checkpoints, locker searches. They're told to spy on their parents. They're not allowed to play dodgeball or tag. They're prisoners. And then if you are on the wrestling team and do a legal move where you grab someone by the gluteus maximus to flip them over, you see it in the Olympics every day. Oh, my gosh, the police are watching it, sexual assault. But in most locales, even though it's the law, when the TSA clearly engages in a misdemeanor, squeezing your genitals through your pants, there's no misdemeanor. When they go in the pants, there's no felony charge, unless you're talking about the county where San Francisco is based. And we had a few months ago, the county attorney on, and he said, yes, I have officers in the airport, the San Francisco airport, and if I see them touching on the outside of the pants, we're going to arrest them. Now, we haven't seen that happen yet, though I saw several cases in the last 2 days of TSA being charged with assault. Because they're on such power trips that they're starting to beat people up. And every day now, for the last week, we're seeing multiple arrests and people pleading guilty, TSA, just robbing people en masse. Wedding rings, engagement rings, $100 bills given to young children as birthday presents, hundreds of thousands stolen, 10,000 stolen from an old lady. On and on and on and on, just robbing people. And it's admitted what they do all over the country. They move you into a secondary screening room to do a strip search. And while they're strip searching you, they go in and rob your bags. I have had the TSA steal sunglasses from me. Eric Mancal Mueller has had sunglasses stolen from him. They will, even if your bag doesn't have locks on it or they're not locked, they'll break your bag open. They'll rip it open. They just don't care. It's all about setting that precedent, and now they have TSA with Homeland Security, with high-powered truck scanners and car scanners in Texas, in New York. The headline last year out of Fox News in New York, 2,000 arrests made by National Guard for drugs, guns, and other paraphernalia, and it showed video on the news of the National Guard out there under TSA training with huge scanners having families drive under giant x-ray machines. Do you know the power of those? We've had radiologists on. Depending on the system, between 10 and 100 times the power of a chest x-ray. And I just saw a newscast 2 weeks ago, again, out of multiple states, in Alabama, Tennessee again, where they just shut down highways and direct people under these scanners. And it showed the TSA people, and they'll have a bunch of different agencies out there, regular Homeland Security, TSA, Viper teams, Army, regular Army, Air Force, MPs. This is in the newspapers. And they'll just stand in there for hours right by the big x-ray system with people driving their cars and trucks through it. I mean, what, just because the government waves a magic wand, those government agents aren't cooking? Because you're the ones out there getting hundreds of exposures per pop. The citizens are getting a horrible exposure as well. I mean, a chest x-ray is a big deal. 10 to 100 times, roughly, depending on which machine. And hey, you've got the answer. Just laugh at me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. we are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the specialty sites getting into eugenics like WhatIsTheEndgame.com. We have JonesReport.com and other important sites. Thank you for joining us. Now, I'm going to fire the phone numbers out on any of the issues I've mentioned or any stories that you want to get into. Or certainly the next report I'm about to cover, dealing with Karl Rove openly declaring war on Ron Paul, here in just a moment. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. Now, on Tuesday, I made the point here on air that Karl Rove and Roger Ailes are the people that are really running Fox News. And, of course, it's admitted that Karl Rove is an advisor to Fox News on the way they present politics. And we see the dirty tricks of Karl Rove all over Fox News. We see them routinely interspersing old video of people clapping for people that they're pushing when they weren't really getting standing ovations. We see them last year putting a microphone in with the Mitt Romney supporters when Ron Paul won CPAC and it was announced so they could boo right into the microphone to make it sound like the whole audience was booing. We covered it last year. This last weekend, they did it again when Ron Paul was announced the winner, but because they weren't able to pull off the scam with the microphone with the Mitt Romney contingent, they just played the video from the year before. And they said that that was a mistake. But in an article we wrote about this, I saw one of the commenters put it very, very well. Oopsie! Accidentally used Glenn Beck rally footage, making it appear that Michelle Bachmann had a huge rally. Oopsie! Accidentally used Sarah Palin campaign footage, making it appear her book signing had an immense response. Oopsie! Accidentally used doctored photos of New York Times reporter and the editor with yellowed teeth. And they've been caught warping people's faces as well. More receded hairlines, enlarged noses, and ears protruding out. Remember that? Oopsie! Accidentally made it appear that Ron Paul's choice at CPAC was being booed when he was actually cheered. Mistakes will happen. That's what the commenter said, making a joke about it. And I remember all of those Fox News instances and more. Now, obviously, on the surface, Fox News seems better. I mean, MSNBC is just completely un-American, totally anti-Second Amendment, pushing Obamacare, pushing eugenics, pushing the case for killing Granny, creating total race-pimping division, balkanization. I hate them. They have special documentaries they air where they're talking about how I'm the greatest evil on earth. They're completely George Soros manipulated. So they give you false choices. What, do you like MSNBC or CNN then? No, they're bad. But Fox is a case of keep your friends close, your enemies closer. Fox, for over a decade, has told you there's no world government. There's no plan for a global cashless society. The central banks aren't robbing you. The Federal Reserve isn't private. Ron Paul's dangerous. Ron Paul's people might want to blow things up. We need to taser them. Remember all that 3 years ago when Ron Paul had a chance to win the primaries? And they kept saying, he's a loser. He's bad. I mean, there's a compilation video in the article that Watson wrote a few days ago, a 10-minute video just showing dozens and dozens of examples of them lying about him and demonizing him. Now, fast forward to 2010 in the Republican primary, Rand Paul is demonized by Fox News. He's lied about. They put out all this stuff that he's a big liberal. Then when he beats the Republican establishment candidate, they kind of halfway act like they like him. So MSNBC comes in and runs the hoax that he's not a doctor, that he's kidnapping women, that he worships Aqua Buddha. That backfires on him. He goes from 6-7 points ahead in polls to 15 points ahead. So they've gotten so discredited at MSNBC and at Fox News that Fox News has said, okay, we can't beat them, join them, so we get their confidence. Let's admit some world government. Let's admit some global cashless society control grid. Let's admit that Google is NSA-run. But then let's attack people that don't like being spied on without warrants as liberals. We played that clip yesterday. So you can see their battle plan. It's 110% clear. Now, I said on Tuesday, watch. Karl Rove is going to openly declare war on Ron Paul. Because they can't have real conservatives, real libertarians focusing on the real power structure, the big private central bank that's hijacked our nation. They want us fighting with each other as liberals and conservatives. Because if we ever wake up to the outside powers that have hijacked this nation through fraud, we will come together and remove those corrupt globalists. And then we can have a real debate about the future of this country. And so in a 7-minute piece, we're not going to play all of it because I have to stop the tape every 10 seconds to analyze the lies. Karl Rove throws down the gauntlet. And he talks about, well, he does a bunch of things. This is why he's a master of deception. he comes out and says that it is a tiny minority that doesn't believe that Barack Obama was born in this country. Really, a Gallup poll has more than 25% of Democrats questioning it, and as high as 60-plus percent in some Gallup polls. Others are in the low 50s. But it's over half of Republicans, and if you look at independents, it's more than half of independents. So any way you slice it, the majority of politically active Americans question Barack Obama. And he won't release the birth certificate. They now admit that it's a receipt of birth certificate, never the original. But the first lie is he says, well, it's a tiny minority that question the providence of Barack Obama's birthplace. This is very frustrating because there's so many lies to cover. Then he does a mixing of issues, knowing that a lot of conservatives don't like 9/11 truthers because they just can't handle the horror of it. And I can understand that at a certain level. It's very painful to admit and also very scary. So he says, if you're a birther, you're a 9/11 truther. So another form of divide and conquer. And then he goes on and says, you're going to let the Democrats win if you continue with this birther stuff. So you know it's a lie when he says it's a tiny minority that believes that Obama might not have been born in this country. We know he gave up his citizenship in Indonesia, but we know that's not true. We know Karl Rove's running the dirty tricks of showing Ron Paul being booed, and it's all fake, and they've now had to admit that. You know this, and so if you're conscious and you're watching it, you understand. Karl Rove has been attacking the Tea Party. Karl Rove has been trying to take over the Tea Party. Karl Rove is trying to position this for the establishment to ensure that the left flank and the right flank of the globalist is covered. And they're worried about Ron Paul, and they're lying to you and saying he can't win. They're lying and saying he's not really a libertarian or a conservative. They're lying and creating that illusion. Last year when he won CPAC, they said, well, this doesn't really count anymore. They always said it was the most important thing previous to that. Now they say, oh, it doesn't really matter, plus he got booed. This year they couldn't stage the booing, and so they say, well, we'll just play the old tape and say he just got booed. This is what they think about you. And Americans have to make a decision. Liberals, are you going to attack Fox News from a leftist position that's a fraud and sit there and still cheerlead around the corrupt Democratic Party? Or are you going to attack the corrupt, controlled media system for what it is, crooks on the left and right working together to keep the American people in the dark? And conservatives, you've got a decision to make. The fact that Fox has been forced to more and more cover the New World Order shows that the alternative media has done its job. And that if we continue to drive this, they're going to fail. Now, the largest issue here is how Karl Rove runs this hoax that Ron Paul can't win, and if you vote for him, you waste your vote. He's the only guy that can pull in the libertarian vote. A lot of liberals who don't like him on economics or abortion but do want to end the wars. He can get them to cross over. He can get, and this, it's shown in scientific polls, he's the most popular in most polls, or number two in other polls against Mitt Romney. He's the guy best suited to go up against Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. But then Rove goes forward with the key, and he says, we're going to lose as Republicans if we don't stand up and ostracize the Ron Paul wing of the Republican Party. So he's telling you, go after them. And then he lies and says, but they don't have any power. No, they're scared to death. They don't want to have to address this. They don't like the fact that their dirty tricks are blowing up in their face. They're scared. They're weak. They're frauds. They're jokes. They engage in the banker bailout takeover with the Democrats. They're scammers. The people that run Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, are top globalists, openly pushing the carbon taxes, supporting the assault weapons ban. Look at their record. Look at their fruits, not their rhetoric. And again, I don't make it my business to sit here and analyze Fox or even really watch what they're doing. But when they're engaged in this type of throwing down the gauntlet, they've got to be called out on the carpet for it. So I'm going to try to play a few minutes of this and just write notes and not stop it, and then go back and analyze each piece of the lies of Karl Rove on the O'Reilly Factor. Here it is.
There is, though, and you saw it at CPAC last week in Washington, D.C., there is an element of the Republican Party that's far right, okay, and that really loves this kind of discourse. They love
the campaign for liberty types who were there for Ron Paul.
Right. They love Ron Paul. They love Christine O'Donnell. They love that kind of stuff.
Let's be clear about it. There is a healthy dose, an unhealthy amount of people in that movement who are.
I can't help it. Stop it.
I keep running it.
I can't help it. Back it back up to the start. He had a Freudian slip. There is a healthy dose. See, he sees it as healthy. I mean, an unhealthy dose. And then he goes in to say it's a tiny minority. And O'Reilly goes, it's 50%+. And he goes, no, I don't believe that poll. Really, he keeps winning the polls, scientific and at CPAC. See, they're there to make sure Campaign for Liberty doesn't actually take the states back. Ron Paul doesn't even get into birth certificate. He gets into all the issues Rove is about to mention. That's another lie. Go ahead and play it again.
Though, and you saw it at CPAC last week in Washington, D.C. There is an element of the Republican Party that's far right, okay, and that really loves this kind of discourse. They love
the campaign for liberty types who were there for Ron Paul.
Right. They love Ron Paul. They love Christine O'Donnell. They love that kind of stuff.
Let's be clear about it. There is a healthy dose, an unhealthy amount of people in that movement who are 9/11 deniers. I keep running into them. They protest me. Ron Paul, big Ron Paul stickers and so forth. They're birthers. You know, look, we had people stand up and boo Dick Cheney.
Back it up about 10 seconds. Thank you. Again, I've just got to stop it. I can't let these lies go by. It's just everything's a lie. Notice, and this is all semantics. It's why he's a master. He says they're 9/11 truthers. They're Ron Paul supporters. They're birthers. Well, the truth is, most of your birthers are not 9/11 truthers. So he's now saying you're a 9/11 denier if you are concerned about the providence of where Barack Obama's really from. And then he says they booed Dick Cheney. I mean, Dick Cheney had a 10% approval rating when he left office. He's hated by conservatives. But you do have these kind of soft, wanting Republicans that are just kind of mindless little pasty soft people who just believe whatever Fox tells them. And that's the message he's giving to them. Declare war on Ron Paul. Declare war on the birthers. He's telling you what to think. Continue.
Ron Paul stickers and so forth. They're birthers. You know, look, we had people stand up and boo Dick Cheney and Donald Trump.
They call them a war criminal.
And because again, you got a very thin
print. How big is that crew?
It's not big at all. Remember, sort of mainstream.
Back it up 10 seconds. We didn't cut that little clip out. There's a break in whoever recorded this and put it on YouTube. But listen to him. They're not big at all. They're not big at all. And how dare them call Dick Cheney a war criminal? It's on record they lied about WMDs. They consciously lied about it. It's in the Downing Street and White House memos. They told the British, get ready to attack. We're going to fix the intelligence. They lied about everything. They're constantly lying. Governor Ridge is on record now admitting they issued fake terror alerts for political gain. Ari Fleischer admitted that in a press briefing. I mean, these are war criminals. They ordered torture of children in front of their parents. They tried to sell you on evil, America. These are evil people that went along and engineered the banker bailout takeover and then passed the baton to Barack Obama. Continue.
Boo Dick Cheney and Donald Trump.
Call them a war criminal.
And because again, you got a very thin
print. How big is that?
It's not big at all. Remember, a lot of very sort of mainstream issues regarding, say, the Federal Reserve and hard money.
What percentage of
a fraction? Tiny.
So this poll says 51% of.
Look.
I know this poll is flawed.
This poll is flawed. No, but I do say this: Republicans had better be clear about this. We had a problem in the 1950s with the John Birch Society, and it took Bill Buckley standing up as a strong conservative and taking him on. And within our party, we've got to be very careful about allowing these people who are the birthers and the 9/11 deniers to get too high a profile and say too much without setting the record straight.
But what percentage of Republican voters? 5? 10?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it ought to be less because we need the leaders of our party to say.
I'm going to continue to analyze this. We got to be careful. We got to stop them from saying too much. Because Karl Rove, he waves a magic wand and says, forget the poll at 51, 54, 56, 62. I mean, they're all above 50%. Poll after poll after poll of Republicans don't believe in the official story of where Barack Obama was born. And we know he gave up his citizenship to be an Indonesian. And he won't release the original birth certificate. And the governor, Abercrombie, said he was going to release it 2 months ago and now says he can't find it. I mean, they've got a real problem here. But then he goes further and says, we got to do what we did in the 50s and have people like Bill Buckley come out and attack people like the John Birch Society. Sorry, this isn't the 1950s where you could demonize the John Birch Society that was telling the truth about our government setting up a world government, our Pentagon setting up the UN at Presidio, the big banks that run our country wanting a world government. We're now here and it's happening. Sorry, it's 2011. We know the truth, and you can't control the debate and tell so-called conservatives what they should think or what they should do. So he's saying, we got a problem. They don't have any power, but we got a problem. You're a liar, Rove, and everybody knows it. You're about as conservative as Joe Stalin, and you make me sick, and you are a war criminal piece of trash.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
See, America is starting to wake up. I mean, I look at the poll numbers and just the liberals I know in Austin. For 4 or 5 years, they've all been buying guns. They finally saw the tyranny of government. They're finally shattering their paradigm. They're understanding that government doesn't want to take care of them. They're understanding when they pay high taxes, it doesn't create some happy, lovey-dovey welfare state, that it's not a safety net, that it's a fishing net to capture and domesticate us. And I want to ask real conservatives something. Would you sign on to abortion? because the Republican Party hasn't been serious and hasn't gotten rid of it. Ron Paul will. He backs the states banning it. Do you want to sign your name, your soul on, to lying about WMDs and killing a million Iraqis? What about the Army's own reports of the government and the White House memos ordering torture of even children? I mean, that's how you've given yourself over to the dark side. And I'm not on some high and mighty horse here, you know, like I'm God up on a mountain telling you what's good and what's evil. But I know torture's wrong. I know when our troops get tortured, it's wrong. And when somebody else tortures, it's wrong. And when we torture, it's wrong. I know America's been captured by these offshore banks. And Ron Paul, for close to four decades, has been fighting it and exposing it. And he's a wonderful man who has a perfect voting conservative record, a constitutional record. And so you have a choice. Do you pick Karl Rove or do you pick Ron Paul? Do you pick Bill O'Reilly or do you pick Ron Paul? Do you pick Alex Jones or do you pick Sean Hannity? A guy I have on video in Police State 3 Total Enslavement saying every child in America needs an implantable microchip. I mean, I've paid attention to what these people say. And Obama is politically damaged. There are a lot of good conservatives and libertarians getting in at the state level. There are states reversing health care everywhere. There's some good Tea Party candidates in there that tried to defeat the Patriot Act. Rand Paul's trying to stop it in the Senate. But Karl Rove and the globalists are getting concerned. I mean, just remember a year and a half ago before ClimateGate came out that we played clips from Fox TV where Fox was putting out videos bragging how they were promoting carbon taxes, Fox Entertainment, and Rupert Murdoch says he believes in it and wants this globalist tax. That's the tax for the world government. It's out in the open. We were right. Ron Paul was right. I was right. And we don't deserve any credit for that. It was admitted. The globalist program of control is admitted, and we're now deep into it. And so you have these discredited frauds like Karl Rove and the big Republican talk show host out there who for decades had the kook detector test and made fun of people that talked about a global government and the CFR. Because on the weekend they're playing golf with them. They're flying around on $40 million jets with them. They're part of the globalist establishment, and Fox News is there to control the liberty movement so that they can manipulate it. But the fact that we forced them to start covering real issues shows we're winning. This hit in the 1950s when Bill Buckley, admittedly was in the CIA, was brought in to destroy the John Birch Society at the time and stop a true conservative movement from saving this country. And all these decades later, John Birch Society said the country was going to be handed over to China, that they were going to be built up, because they had Pentagon insiders that told them. They said our own government was funding the Federal Reserve to fund the Russians. That's now all admitted. They've now released all the NKVD files. And the headline in the New York Times was McCarthy was right. But McCarthy was used to set up a police state when he was going after janitors and file clerks. But when he found out the Pentagon was funding the communists, they destroyed him in a week politically. Because it's the big bankers that sit offshore. They create a communist collectivist system to steal your wealth so government then can control everything and transfer the money to them offshore. It's a very simple equation, and that's how these people have all made their money, and they want to keep the game going.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.